Media Men Podcast number 26.
Ew.
I looked at gaudiness.
I wasn't even going to look up. I was like, nope, no eye contact.
Something wrong with y'all.
Yeah, that's good. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gwen Reyes.
Hi.
Gaudi Elcon.
Howdy.
And Adam Conway.
Hey.
We are here in this lovely Sunday morning. Eating some donuts. Somebody had McDonald's. Somebody had some turkey meatballs and eggs.
I did.
Turkey.
With some jalapenos.
What?
Jalapenos?
It's true.
Jalapenos.
Here's our 26th.
Is that a hard
segment
for you to say?
26th.
Hello?
26th.
Where are we?
26th. We've episode segment of In the News, where we discuss all things cool related to TV, movies, video games, music, comics, books,
stuff.
And comic.
What?
Oh. I don't know.
That was pretty great.
Well, I'll start out with music.
I still just loved everyone's face during that segment.
Yes.
Who knows? I'll start out with music.
Especially since you just put a donut in your mouth.
Yeah, I thought we were jumping to. Didn't you just?
Oh wait, I did. Hey, sorry.
Donut's so good.
Thanks for reminding me. Adam, Gotti, y'all went to a special event last night. Tell us about it.
The most epic party ever, right?
Jared's epic party.
Oh, Jared.
We met Jared. Like, Jared?
What is Jared's epic party? You tell me about it. What is Jared's epic party?
Jared is he's a lovable nerd who
loves ninjas.
Is he from Dallas?
I don't know.
I think he is.
He does have Dallas connections or something.
And so what did he do?
Well, he's done a lot of weird bits over the years. Like, he went to Chili's every day for a full year to kind of do the Jared Subway thing, but Chili's never picked him up. So it's kind of sad. But he's also done a lot of... I know he's a big car show guy, and his whole website's kind of weird. It's like... it's all American cars and they're real anti-Asian car things. But anyways, the guy wanted to do this epic... Mainly ninjas.
Yeah.
It's all based around ninjas,
He wanted Vanilla Ice to sing
what do you
want to
do?
From Ninja
that
Turtles.
Was the original thing. He wanted to do Vanilla Ice doing Ninja Turtles.
Like a party. Like
yeah,
a
he wanted to do a party, so he was on the, what's the website called? Crowdfund It.
It's like Kickstarter.
Kickstarter.
Exactly.
And he wanted $35,000.
So he raised the money for a party he wanted
double
to throw.
It.
Yeah, he...
Isn't there something
double
against
it.
The role,
yeah,
roles for that?
No.
No.
So you could just... If you want to throw a party, you can raise money for it.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay. And you can pretty much fund any damn thing if you want, except for, like, illegal activity.
Okay.
Because I've tried that.
Bank heist. Tomorrow.
So,
fund your life.
Yeah. That's a great one, actually.
So he ended up getting, among Vanilla Ice, there was tons of other media guests and rappers.
We had a lot. He had, like, Coolio. He had a lot of people that dropped
out. So the main event was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with Vanilla Ice.
Wait, Coolio dropped out?
Coolio dropped out.
What does Coolio have going on that he couldn't come to Dallas yesterday?
Maybe he's on the Cooking Channel.
Yeah, or some shit. But anyways, the lineup that was there last night, Young MC, Tone Loc,
Digital Underground, some members.
Humpty Dumpty was there.
What's the little rapper's name? Or the little DJ?
Yeah, he was a little Asian DJ. It was like 12.
DJ 12?
DJ 12.
He was like a little kid. He was badass, though. Had crazy hair. Like, freaking... Something was up in his hair.
So, was this like a little music fest of nerd
it
music?
It was. And, well, okay, so
it took
us outside of Lamar.
Did it smell like a giant fart in there?
That and, like, patchouli, like, nasty weed
Did it
smell
like what a Rod Stewart concert smells like in the summer?
There wasn't, like, that aroma of ass. Like, these people weren't getting ass. Like, this was nerds, so there wasn't, like, a sexual Rod Stewart.
Patchouli stink.
There was a lot of people dressed up in costume, you know.
Which I'll see.
Ninja Turtles were there. Ray Parks was there, just walking around.
Ray who?
No, not Ray Parks.
Ray Parks.
Ernie
Reyes
Jr.
Jr.
Surf Ninjas. He was the pizza guy.
He was a cutie patootie.
He was fucking hilarious. Walking around, taking drinks with people. And he was just, you know, himself, a little short, little
He's really
fucking
short.
Fucking hilarious. Like, and really awesome.
Did you
talk to him
about surfing?
No, he talked to everyone about surfing and about life and about...
What was it like working with Rob Schneider and Leslie Nielsen on the movie together?
What is Ernie Reyes Jr. up to?
Nothing. The last thing he was in the rundown.
He's going to the epic party.
He's headlining.
And Burt Gilliam was there running around.
Burt was running around.
Don't just get here.
Burt.
From Burt and Gilliam.
You've seen Burt. Burt's been on red carpets.
Oh, he was there?
Yeah.
I've met him.
Burt. We've all probably interviewed Burt. Burt's lovable. We had...
also, the girlfriend from the first Back to the Future was there next to the Back to
what
the
Future. What did she tell you?
DeLorean. She told me I had a pretty face.
And
it's true.
Vice versa.
I didn't have a pretty face.
His brother, Andrew, also, because they're twins, had a pretty face.
She never saw him, but she said, I said, I have twins. Like, well, tell him he has a pretty face.
So, how much were tickets?
Originally 50.
Yeah.
And then 75. And then last was, I think, 100 even for like the last... 200.
For like door, I guess. Door
only.
So was that, and did that include, food and drinks?
A lot of effing people.
Supposedly.
That include food and drinks?
No, there was pizza, but when we got there, there was no effing pizza. There was some beef jerky we found.
He was giving out goodie bags with beef jerky.
But all the drinks were, it wasn't an open bar. It was regular bar price.
So you pay $75
and then no open bar.
And then no open bar.
So you're just paying for all the time.
But yeah, I mean, they had a lot of acts. I
he was giving out micro machines to every single person. So,
wow. Yeah.
But the coolest part was there. Okay, so you have the stage part, and then you had, like, the other side.
Yeah, like the arcade area was awesome, actually.
It was trying to be, like, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle arcade.
Yeah, the Foot Clan
arcade. It wasn't anything like it.
I wish they had, like, redone the whole set from the second movie when they had the subway.
Was anybody Bebop? Kind of. Was anybody the Foot Clan?
We saw some people that were dressed up as Bebop.
Was a lot of Foot
Clan. Someone, for some reason, was dressed up as Baraka from Mortal Kombat.
RoboCop
was there. Yeah.
Was there RoboCop there?
Yeah, he was awesome.
RoboCop.
And the car from RoboCop. His car. Yeah. Alex Murphy's car.
One of the coolest things also was like an illusionist. Who was there? He was awesome.
There. And a hovercraft.
So it seems like it was a success.
I think it was original because it was
hoverboard.
Hoverboard, my bad.
Yeah.
So it seems like this was a success. Do you think they'll do another one?
We'll see.
You know, okay,
talk about the crowd size. Like, how many people were actually there?
A shit ton.
There were a lot of people
there. You know what was interesting? There were a shit ton of people from Houston.
Yeah.
We talked to at least 8 different groups that were from Houston. 2 of the people live in Houston. The Power Ranger kid that showed up.
Yeah.
He was actually one of the Power Rangers. Not just some kid in a Power Ranger outfit we would have made fun of.
Well, there's a whole bunch of Power Rangers there, though. There was
the pink girl. There was the green dude. There was a blue dude. There wasn't that Asian red guy, though. But you know what pissed me off?
Ray's not Asian.
Yeah, he is.
No, he wasn't.
Was the
maybe he was
the black one was obviously black, which wasn't
it was
racist.
A yellow
right, the girl was Asian,
which is kind of racist stuff. So.
Anyways, yeah, let's get back to non-racism. Yeah.
So my question is, like, if you guys remember how many, like, girls to guys were there? Was it
obviously a lot more guys?
There's definitely a lot more guys, but there were
a lot more girls than I thought. Yeah,
yeah,
and there were some decent ones.
There were
a lot of, you know what they were? There were a lot more older people than I expected there to be.
Like our age?
Older.
No, like old people.
Old people, like gray hairs.
Oh.
I mean, other than Tone Loc's old ass, like old people.
So like Brian's age.
Yeah.
I guess I'm 60. Sad.
Like it was an interesting group, but there were a shit ton of people. I think they could do it again, but...
And Vanilla Ice was great because he was, you know, he knows his whole thing. So he basically, like, mentioned his Kraft mac and cheese commercial that just came out.
Nice.
He mentions his show on HGTV. Said to watch that and also mentioned That's My Boy.
What about Cool as Ice?
No, but
you know,
there was a vendor selling a whole bunch of, you know.
When is he going to get back together and do another song with the Bloodhound Gang?
Not going to happen anytime soon. He's so...
So did he do the
all about himself?
Yeah,
did that.
His performance was pretty awesome.
He's still a babe. I'm not gonna lie. Rob Van Winkle's
like
kinda,
he did
a local kid.
He's from Complainer, right?
He sung his Born on Halloween song, and had creepy clowns come out.
Nope.
That looked like the clowns from Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
I am out.
Sweet.
It was creepy.
So you're afraid of clowns?
Absolutely. I'm afraid of crawling items. Clowns, heights, and...
Such great heights.
Yeah.
Huh. No clowns at the event, though.
Exactly. No, there were for Vanilla Ice's music act.
Oh.
Two creepy clowns came out.
That's weird.
And there were some bronies there.
That's what I asked for.
Two bronies.
I was going to watch that documentary.
The green
yesterday.
One and the red one.
So it's just like all things come together.
Yeah.
And not necessarily done in like the best of ways. Like,
yeah, it wasn't as epic as you would think. But,
yeah.
You know.
It was slightly epic.
Yeah.
They could learn from this and do like the most epic party.
Okay.
They need like an event plan.
So out of 1 out of 10, what's the score?
Six and a half. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a little bit. Was it worth $50? I don't think so.
Was it worth
$100? That seems steep.
No.
Seems steep.
No, not $100 for no way in hell. Yeah. But it was an experience.
It's quite entertaining.
Cool. Yeah.
Young MC quality.
All right. Well, I'm glad y'all had a good time. Hopefully y'all post some pictures to the Facebook for Multimedia.
I don't want people laughing at me.
All right, moving on to in the news, music news. A little bit of, let's see. Yeah, Drake's OVO Fest returns to Toronto for its fifth year. And Drake, one of the bands will be Outkast performing, which, when was the last time Outkast performed?
Dude, Big Boy was here in Denton, like,
a year ago. They're actually doing a 30th anniversary tour this year.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's been a while since they both did their thing.
Yeah, they haven't
3 years.
Together.
Yeah. 3 or 4 years. After that big double album.
Yeah.
New shit after that.
Speaker Box.
Was there, it's their 20-year anniversary, technically, as a band, as a group together.
So do you think they're going to go on a big tour?
They
have
new album.
A 40-city tour has been announced.
They have a lot of music to...
I said they're not going to be doing a new album at all, but yeah.
They don't need it.
Yeah.
They have enough songs. I mean, they're Outkast. They've been around
for
20 years.
Freaking ever.
A little bit of sad music news. Bob Casale, an original member of Devo, died.
Oh. Well, which one was he?
The drummer.
Oh.
Was he the one in the hat?
Well,
they were all
hats.
In
the
hats.
The flower pot hats.
Rip it!
Conditions that led to heart failure is what they said. He was 61, which is sad. No more Devo reunion. Sad. Sad face.
They're that old.
Won't be at your music festival, by the way. Probably not.
Can't reunite Devo if you lost out.
Yeah. Whip It.
It's true.
They did the... What's that song? They did that one, too. Or they did a version of it. Moving on. Blood and Fire Records was a reggae and dub record label founded in England in 1994. They reissued a lot of reggae records, and they've been...
Did they go up in smoke?
They did, but they're coming back, like, now. They've announced their relaunch with VP Records, so expect more reggae albums, which is awesome. Hopefully some more Peter Tosh stuff. Arctic Monkeys have announced they'll hit the road again.
Man.
For their last album.
That new album that's like a year old.
Well, they won album of the year.
Bananas. Oh,
amazing.
Good.
Arctic Monkeys, one of the
so
best bands out
good.
There.
Yeah,
they won the British version of the Grammys.
They are a band that just keeps getting better.
Yeah,
I hated their first album. And I...
Yeah.
I love their album, Suck It and See It. That's a badass album.
Man, they're so good.
Good band.
It is a good band.
I'd pay $100 to see fucking Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah,
they're doing
Dallas.
An international tour too.
Are they coming to Dallas?
Come to
That's
Dallas.
All we need
I haven't.
To know.
Excuse me, I haven't looked.
We'll go.
Bring your British ass to Dallas.
We'll go see them. It'll be a badass.
Sexy
show.
Sons
they're
of
not
bitches.
We're not part of the Inter.
Actually, they've been to Dallas before. We make fun of them, but they should come back.
It is cool.
I think they were here last year.
See, I'm so excited now. I'm like Arctic Monkeys, badass.
Yes. One of the biggest music fests, Bonnaroo, announced their lineup. It includes Elton John, Jack White, Kanye, which is awful, Lionel Richie, which is amazing, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds,
really
Vampire awesome. Weekend, Lauryn Hill, and Flaming Lips.
You know who's a disappointing band? Vampire Weekend.
Why?
I cannot with them. I do not like them.
Why not?
They're like
great.
They're
great.
Like sailboat rock. Just bothers me.
Well, they'll be at Bonnaroo.
It's rock for the hipster generation.
Yeah, I'm not interested in their feelings.
I'm very excited to see Jack White there.
Sophia
and Nick Cave. in the bad seeds to be there. Lionel Richie is an awesome, but Kanye trashed the Bonnaroo Festival last year.
It is kind of shocking. That
it's weird. Well, why does anybody like Kanye? He's just an awful talent and
Kanye's
human being.
Music, but no, I don't like his personality.
He's just terrible.
He was good
around.
Until he got full of himself.
But he's always terrible.
I think after his mom died, he just, that was hard. And he had screw loose and he's never been able to fill that hole. It's sad. That's what she said.
Lana Del Rey is working with the Black Keys frontman Dan Auerbach on her new record called Ultraviolence.
Also a disappointment.
Auerbach's awesome. No, the Black Keys are fucking amazing. Yeah. What's the other guy? Patrick?
I think so.
He does a serious radio show where it's just crazy shit he finds. That dude has some musical tastes.
That's the drummer, right?
As in a good
the drummer
thing
just
or a bad
did something.
Awesome thing.
Didn't he just produced a big album, the drummer of the Black Keys.
Well, Dan's done like six albums for a few people, listening. But Patrick has done some. They're just musically talented guys.
I love the Black Keys.
They did the what's the old jazz legend guy? Dr.
Hook? Dr. Doug.
Well, I'll get back to it. I'll figure it out.
Okay. All right. Pharrell has a new album coming out, and he's going to be is it Pharrell or Pharrell?
It's not Pharrell.
Pharrell.
I was like, who's Pharrell?
Pharrell.
Pharrell and his hat.
Big-headed
Pharrell and his hat. It's a new album called Girl. It's out on March 3rd on Columbia Records, and it's going to include collaborations with Daft Punk, Justin Timberlake, Miley Cyrus, and Alicia Keys.
Is it going to feature Happy though? Since Happy was only on Despicable Me 2's soundtrack,
that would be awesome if it was. That would be really cool if it was.
If you feel.
An interesting bit of news. The record company called Sub Pop is going to open up a record store in the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. And will be open 365 days a year.
Makes sense.
I wonder if this is a sign to see if we're going to see like other big labels opening up in airports or malls. Because there's not a whole lot of music stores in those places yet. Like there used to be.
And totally a smart move. I mean, how many people don't have music when they get on a long flight and go?
Well, how are you going to play that music? On what device? People don't have CD players.
But like a gift or something.
They'll have a gift. They'll have digital downloads, I bet, in the store. I'm sure they'll have...
Won't just sell like records. I imagine they'll have CDs and...
I'll bring my record player
through stuff. But that's pretty cool, though. They have portable record players.
You know
called iPods.
But they won't mess with the instruments of the plane, so they tell you to turn off, they go F themselves.
True.
They don't do that.
Get me another freaking
Scotch.
Now you
get them on all the time.
Only on a few flats.
Now, this is part TV, part all music news, but Questlove, the drummer for The Roots, in a Tonight Show, will guest star on an episode of Law & Order SVU.
Yes!
But he'll die in it as well.
Of course.
I believe firmly that any huge celebrity in their heart of hearts wants to be on an episode of Law & Order SVU. I do. I'm not a celebrity, though.
Yeah, dead body number
Where are you?
Four.
Where are we?
So does anybody, my last bit of music news, does anybody know the band Panda Bear?
Yeah.
No.
So Panda Bear has a new album coming up, and it's called Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper.
Oh.
It's pretty interesting, and it's being produced by Sonic Boom.
Boom!
It's a cool album title, Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper.
Bada boom, bada bing.
So, if you're a Panda Bear fan, there's that. But that is music news. Let's head over to Gwen for a bunch of news. TV news, book news, and video game news.
Yay! It's really exciting to be Gwen today because we went out of her comfort zone. Yay!
Yay!
Okay, so I'm gonna start with video game news because I don't have a lot of it, but I'm just gonna try.
Okay.
And it's not gonna be a surprise with comics.
Is it video/game news?
So there's a new board game coming out from Milton Bradley.
Shoots and Ladders
2.0.
Shoots and Ladders versus The Walking Dead.
Cards Against Humanity expansion pack number 4 is coming out.
Well, apparently a video game called Last of Us was very popular.
It's a great
and
game. Zombie
the
game.
Creator of the game has said recently that there is likely that there will be a sequel to the game.
Sweet.
Coming out. And they added the extension pack to it, so it had a different ending.
But wasn't it The Last of Us? So is there another?
There's another Last
There's second
of Us.
One. Second
more
Last
of
Us.
It's more of us.
They had the Left Behind extension pack that was added to it. So
if you haven't played that video game, I highly suggest you do, even if it's just to play the opening 20 minutes of the game, because it is truly spectacular.
It looks really cool. I was looking at pictures of it, and it looks like real people.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, video games are no longer pixelated.
Yeah.
It's not like playing Snake.
It's not 8-bit anymore.
California
it's not
8-bit
anymore. Another really interesting thing that if you're an Amazon subscriber, Amazon TV is in the works to battle against Apple TV.
And Roku.
So there'll be an opportunity that they'll be having their own streaming thing, but there's also the possibility they could have their own streaming video games. So that's kind of
Which is
cool.
interesting because Apple TV's next version they're putting out later this year, they're not announced it yet, but they're thinking about doing the video game.
Which I think makes a lot of sense.
I'm going to go ahead and call this. Roku will win this battle.
Why?
I doubt it.
Because they have the entire Asian market already connected.
But they don't have...
They have the world market like that. You can watch any show anywhere in the world on damn Roku. Roku yeah. is a force.
It is, but
it is a huge
Apple TV
is
really
big
too.
Apple or Amazon, though.
But when you think about it,
it is outside of the country.
Roku
like America
is one of the most bought... That little TV, the small one they have,
yeah.
it's one of the most bought items in the world right now.
But when
Roku's going to dominate.
But when you think of it, on all these devices, nobody's going to want to have like 5 devices. But everybody mostly watches just Netflix and Hulu, mostly. And Amazon Prime will hopefully be out on something.
Only Americans and Europeans, though. That's the interesting thing about mm-hmm. Netflix. It can't break into other markets. It's not in India. It's not in China to the level they want. They're there, but... Roku, that set is huge. I mean, it's everywhere. And because it has the rights to so many different international things, it has so much more on it. But not to say that Google and Amazon won't have enough money to go
I really
the fight,
think
but
if Apple TV and Roku do the video game thing, I think the Wii is going to go under completely.
Very possible.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think
There's
Xbox
no point
or PS4 will go as quickly, but... Just a lot of options.
It does make them almost irrelevant.
It makes so much sense also for these companies to get into the streaming game because, one, it's a lot of, they can make so much more money with a lot less overhead. They just have to invest in infrastructure. And as Netflix has taught us, that's the most expensive thing. Like, it's almost virtually impossible to sustain Netflix, and they have 40 million subscribers.
Yeah.
They have just as many subscribers as we have uninsured people in this country.
That's why I like the Onion's piece on Netflix where it's like, you know, $5 a month, it's called Browse Endlessly.
It's true.
Sweet. Is that your video game news?
That is my video game news. Sweet. So if there's any other, if you guys had anything else.
I didn't have anything else.
Not for video games.
I also was really fascinated by the fact that the WWE announced that Hulk Hogan is coming back.
Which is sad because I do not like Hulk Hogan, but he's coming back for the WWE Network launch on Monday. Tonight is their pay-per-view. He'll be there tonight too, but they're rolling out the network tomorrow.
So by the time this airs, this will be old news. But that's
But will he be Hollywood Hogan?
He'll be Hulk Hogan. He's awful, terrible.
But we had a lot of really cool TV news, so we're going to pop over there. One of the things I'm super excited about. Because I'm interested to see how NBC seems to be doing pretty good with their limited series shows. They just announced that they are reviving, not necessarily rebooting, but reviving Heroes for a 13-episode limited series just to see how it goes.
It's called Heroes Reborn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Cringe is coming back.
Yeah.
As the creator.
But it's because, you know, all these event series are doing so popular, like, they bring back 24.
Well,
so.
I was trying to figure out, like, that, if that was the reason, if it's because the superhero craze has gotten bigger since Heroes.
No.
The reboots are big, or if it's... They saw how much people were excited
NBC
for 24.
NBC does not have an individual creative original bone in its body, so they'd much rather try to revive a dead series.
And supposedly, it's going to center on new heroes, but there's a possibility of the old ones coming back.
I'm sure that there will be old ones. I mean, I don't know about
him. Yeah, what's Greg Grunberg doing?
But Big Ass Spider, too.
And what is the dad doing?
I don't know. But
horn rim glasses.
The problem with Heroes, the first season was great, but the second, third season
got a little off track.
It was really bad.
It got bad and bad and bad and worse and horrible. Yeah. I hate that show. I'll be honest
Sorry,
with you.
But you're excited for this, though.
I am excited. I think
this will be like a reboot. So.
It'll be, it's something new, something fresh. Maybe with a shorter period of time, I feel like some of these shows lend themselves better to being a 13-episode series rather than a 22-episode series. You can get a lot more done, and they can put a lot more focus into making a good show. As I've learned with like a lot of these big-budget shows, it takes them about a month to do one episode. There's no way in hell that you can make a full year's worth of shows in 1 year.
Yeah.
So doing it this way, it'll be interesting to see. Also, we're getting more people cast in Gotham. Jada Pinkett Smith has apparently nothing else better to do with her life. So she will be joining the cast of Gotham for Fox as Fish Money. So she's Fish Mooney.
Yeah. Villain.
She'll be a new villain.
She's like the head boss.
She'll be like the main villain of the show. So that's
the Penguin's boss, they say.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see. I liked her on Hawthorne, so I'm kind of interested to see her coming back on television.
Try to remember, was it like Matrix and the Nutty Professor? That's what I remember her in.
She was great in Hawthorne. Okay. Which was a TNT medical drama where she played kind of like an anti-hero.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that.
She was really good on that. And then for Entourage news, because I know that we're all dying for the new Entourage film that is currently in production. Kid Cudi, who many, if you know Kid Cudi's music, or if you watch the Dearly Departed.
He's better than Kanye.
Yeah.
I love Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi, hits that nice independent music sound. I love him so much. But he, if you might also remember him from How to Make It in America, which was a dead HBO series, he's going to be coming on as Ari Gold's new assistant.
Yes, because Lloyd moved on to bigger and better things.
In the last season, he moved on, which I assume will mean that he'll be on in the movie. He just won't be.
So do you think his character will take as much shit as Lloyd did?
Probably not. We'll see. I love Kid Cudi. He's so cute. I'm excited about the Jennifer Lopez Bad Cop ABC drama.
It's
funny that it just got picked up for series for 2015-2016, so we still have 2 years to wait for it.
She's probably still in a contract with American Idol.
Yeah.
And she's probably even doing a tour. But yeah, if she does stuff like where she's like, out of sight, I'm totally down. So
do not like that woman.
And then
what else we got?
Let's see. There was one that, what's the new? I know, I'm looking at it. I don't like all these news pieces. So I'm like, eh. Showtime renewed episodes, Shameless and House of Lies.
Episodes is so good.
Shameless is really good.
But Episodes is
they're also continuing to push Homeland down our throats. So that's upsetting.
So is that the consensus? Homeland season one was great and the rest was shit?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But there's still ratings, though, right?
Because people are stupid.
Not as high.
People will marathon it. And you get through that first season, and now you have the second season, now you're the third, and they're marathoning it. But if you have that time in between it, you realize how crappy that show is.
I wish they would revive that cop show that Damien was on beforehand.
Journey, Life?
Yeah.
I loved Life.
That's such a good show.
I like Journey,
too. Smart show.
Yeah.
Super smart.
I like Life. Yeah.
The runner of Life has moved on, and he's doing a new... I think he's doing... the new NBC show with Gillian Anderson. I think that's his new show.
Okay.
So he's still working. and then Milo Ventimiglia. Speaking of heroes and beating up his girlfriend fame.
Yay.
He is joining a new ABC show called The Visitors, and that will be part of next season. So I'll be.
And it's an alien show.
It's another alien show.
It's supposedly where the aliens take over the children.
But it sounds almost like Falling Skies.
Probably is Falling Skies.
There's nothing out like Falling Skies, so they got to compete with it.
No, it's the same studio, though. It's both Amblin.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
So is Spielberg going to be a part of this one, too?
Yeah.
But Falling Skies is on TNT, and this is going to be on ABC. So it'll be, they'll be able to cross.
Slightly different.
Did you like Milo on Gilmore Girls?
He was not my favorite of Rory's boyfriends.
I liked him as the son of Rocky.
I never bought into that damn kid.
I didn't think
he was real. When he met his dad or whatever
in Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I thought that was the only.
That was a great scene too. When they had the David Bowie song playing over it.
It was always like Milo in that in Gilmore Girls was just like always had a book and he was just.
He's also a wife. He's also a wife beater, and I would like people not to forget that part about him.
He was the worst part of. Frank Darabont's mob series that just happened.
Which is canceled.
Got mob canceled. City. And it probably got canceled because of Milo.
It was bad.
He
was in that really shitty film where it was like the post-apocalyptic and they were all stuck in the basement and they all started just raping and killing each other.
Multimedia men talking about Milo.
I just thought that was like the multimedia, and that's what we do.
And also, since it's not on here, I would also like to point out that CW renewed 5 of their series, including Reign, the originals, Supernatural, which we already knew about.
Which is ridiculous because it's
and, Vampire Diaries.
But as we reported last week, they canceled the spinoff of Vampire Diaries, right?
No, the originals is picked up.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They canceled the Pretty Little Liars spinoff.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
But then now they're picking up a Supernatural.
Don't get your shows confused and your networks confused.
But now Supernatural is getting its own spinoff.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I love Reign, and I'm happy that it's coming back because that show is addictive for me. Anyway, so that's my TV news.
Yeah, also, TV has more TV news.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say also they cast Constantine for NBC's show, and it's some Scottish guy named Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan?
Yes.
Who's he?
He's
a good quarterback for the Falcons. Let's move on.
He's just, I guess some newly discovered talent out of Scotland.
Sean Connery.
And they just finished filming 50 Shades of Grey, so now Jamie Dornan can go back and start filming the second season of The Fall.
That's true.
So we can get some damn closure on that show.
You get shit. That's good.
How's it in the film world?
You had book news, right?
Book.
Well, I don't really have any books news except for that there's a new Haruko Murakami book coming out in the fall, which I'm really excited about because he's one of my favorite Japanese writers. So I'm very excited to have
him. Did he do like the what was it? Origami?
He did Norwegian Wood.
Okay.
And his books are all really depressing and about crazy people.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
If you've never read any of his stuff.
If you like sad literary books. And also the author of Never Let Me Go wrote another book.
It's got a weird title, though.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
I don't know.
Also wrote The Remains of the Day.
Yeah. I think so, right? That became the Hopkins movie.
His books are interesting because he likes to take genre books and they make them literary. But his stuff is all very genre.
Literally literary.
What?
With big words and shit.
All right. Film news. Who's doing film news?
Adam.
I am doing film news.
Are you?
Biggest breaking story, Space Jam 2 will be going into production.
No. That story is false. Deadline already sent out the thing. LeBron already answered. Said he's not doing it. It's a spoof. It's not real.
He is going to do it.
He's not going to do it. It's not real. Deadline's a bunch of lying bastards. They know it.
After
reads the story, there's no actual quote from anyone in the damn story.
It's a fake. We'll see.
I just think it needs to be with Michael Jordan again. Not LeBron.
It's going to be LeBron.
I'd rather see Shaq than LeBron.
F LeBron.
But Space Jam 2. Looney Tunes are still popular. It'd be awesome to see Space Jam 2. Come on.
I'd much rather see an Animaniacs reboot.
That would be awesome, too.
That's how I learned my capitals.
Right?
Remember that song?
Every country?
Yeah. No, the capitals. Yeah, I know. That's good stuff.
Animaniacs is quality. Spielberg.
Yep.
Yeah, Spielberg.
That shit's filthy. If you watch Animaniacs now as an adult, filthy.
Your mind's in the gutter. Always.
Filthy in a good way.
Always.
Also, they just announced Anchorman 2 is coming back to theaters in a supersized R-rated version.
I thought about Gotti. I was like, maybe I'll have a second chance to think it's funny this time.
Yeah, we wrote about
800 new jokes.
Yeah.
763 new jokes.
Yeah.
Will there be more?
You know why? Because the 800 they did the first time sucked ass.
Will there be
thank
new,
you, fuckers.
Will there I be new battle. Camo?
I think, Gotti, you need to watch the entire movie before you have it.
Yeah. You didn't even make it to the
Gotti,
battle,
let's
did
it.
You?
Let's go watch it again.
He watched like the first 20 minutes of
this new version. It was like 45.
It's gonna launch your R-rated. So.
I got to them almost kissing, and then that was about it.
You need to watch.
Did you watch balls compared to the original?
Did you not watch the Newsman battle? It's like the best part of the movie.
The only part of the movie that's probably entertaining.
Yeah.
You just admitted that,
but it was worth.
I disagree. Funny the whole way through.
No.
You need to watch the whole thing before.
The only thing I got a slight giggle about was the bat meat. That's about it.
You need the chicken of the cave?
That was about it.
You said bat meat. I thought Batman's cock. That's what I thought.
No, I thought like really flappy labia. Like I did not know it was happening.
Chicken of the looks like.
Part of its wings.
It's like bat wing.
That movie sucked balls.
Like a cave.
You're wrong.
I'm glad they redid the entire script. Good job, fuckers.
Well, it wasn't a script to begin with, so it doesn't matter.
Make such brilliance and then come back with the most retarded shit ever.
Ization.
No, it's called lazy fucking retardation. Let's move on.
Money.
No offense to retarded people. They're money. Smarter than Anchorman's
money.
Two.
I disagree with you, sir.
Speaking in other money news, Lego,
Corky does it.
Lego Movie has now grossed $151 million in 2 weeks.
Hooray, Lego Movie!
Which means yeah. they just win it a sequel.
Yes, they did.
Which will be coming out in 2017.
Who would have thought that movie awesome. Would be, like, so
well,
big?
Oh, well, I love the directors. You know, they did yeah. Cloudy with a Chance and 21 Jump Street. So they,
but for a February movie, I'm so
well,
so
you, well, yeah. Which is great because people are going to see it, but it's also the fact that everybody, people our age like Legos because we grew up with it. And not to mention that it's actually good for everybody. There's something for everybody in that movie. And it doesn't dumb it down for a certain age. It's for everybody. And that's why, and it's, it really is. It's like the song, everything is awesome. It's like
17 Brian and I had such a great time watching that movie. Mostly yeah. because at one point, it's
like a 10-year-old.
It's super dead quiet. Just like this emotional scene. And you hear this kid behind us go, "This movie is crazy."
I just start dying laughing. We're like,
yeah,
he's got a point. This movie is crazy.
Yes.
Kids say the darndest things.
Then other news, Edward Norton is finally getting to make his passion project that he's taken 15 years to get.
Is it The Incredible Hulk 2?
Movie? No, it's
more
not.
Hulking.
Hoping. American History
it's
X.
It's called
Part
Motherless
two.
Brooklyn. Which is based on a book by Jonathan Leeson.
Jonathan Leeson's good art. He
and
did the.
It's being produced by Brett Ratner, who's for some reason.
It's creepy you bring up Jonathan because he was in town literally like a week ago for his. The Dallas Theater Center's doing his Superman book as a play.
Huh.
And.
That's cool.
He's a badass writer.
Yeah.
He's a big Philip K. Dick guy. Like, he's rewritten a lot of. Check out Jonathan Leeson if you don't know him.
Quality. It's a good book too, so it'll be interesting to see what
good for Edward Norton doing something better than whatever crap he's been up to.
Poor yeah. Edward.
And now that
great career.
Love him.
Now that Guardians of the Galaxy is taking like the internet by storm, they announced the shortlist for the directors for Doctor Strange. And some of the choices are interesting, including like Jonathan Levine, who did Warm Bodies and 50-50. And I'm also interested, I guess, because Nicolas Arcel, who did A Royal Affair, is also on the shortlist for some reason, but that also means that they're looking at Mads Mikkelsen now as
Royal Affair was a
doctor.
Great movie.
Yeah, it is.
That would seem, and that seems like an interesting choice to go in that route because that's very similar to like the original Thor,
right.
Where they went with Kenneth Branagh to make it more like Shakespearean. So to make it more beautiful, that would be
yeah.
Very
I think Mads would
for
be
them.
Awesome.
Royal Affair is beautiful.
Royal Affair is beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful movie. Sad but beautiful.
I watched a sad movie yesterday. Tom Hiddleston, The Deep Blue Sea. No sharks. There were no sharks in it.
What?
It's a different type.
I don't
of
care about that movie.
So LL Cool J was not in that movie, is what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Don't underestimate the talents of LL.
What else you got?
Well, that's pretty much what I got.
Wait, you're not going to mention there's something else big.
Fantastic Four. They just announced the casting for that. Of course, it's pretty much what everyone thought it was going to be. Miles Teller is going to be Mr. Fantastic.
Is he going to get bulked up? Because I'm confused by this.
Mr. Fantastic is actually really skinny.
But he's kind of pudgy.
Maybe he'll lean down.
He's tall, but he's got a little
pudge. Then his BFF, Michael B. Jordan, is going to be in it as well.
I love that cast.
They're like in every movie together now.
They're like
they should have brought
an adopted brother. Because
they actually announced that there's a heist movie they're doing together also.
They should have brought Zac Efron back because I really love this movie.
Yeah,
well, instead of Zac Efron, you're getting Jamie Bell as the Thing.
Which is interesting. That's the weirdest casting.
Which,
because he's kind of small.
I'm not a
but it's motion capture, probably, is what I'm
but
guessing.
But still, I like him as an actor, though. He was the best part of that jumper.
He's
crap.
He's in a new TV show on AMC
good.
Called Turn that I fell asleep through.
The with a British economy.
British
spies.
Yeah, it's about Washington spies.
Yeah.
The Cooper Ring.
Jamie Bell's a good
which
actor.
They're kind of doing the same thing as Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah. I didn't like the pilot, but I think I want to invest in the show. I just thought the pilot was a little.
When does that premiere soon?
Like, no.
At the end of once Walking Dead finishes.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So probably late April.
Late April.
Did you hear about the?
Well, Kate Mara is Invisible Woman,
who's also the sister
return of
Michael B. Jordan.
House of Cards.
So how are they related? Question.
Adoption. It's cool. It's fine with me.
They just don't see color.
Well, they're also saying that Michael B. Jordan also just met with Zack Snyder for a possible role in Superman vs. Batman.
Yes, it would make me more interested. It honestly would.
He'll either be Green Lantern or Cyborg, is what they're saying.
Oh, great. I think it's Cyborg, yeah.
That's great.
Is that good?
That's
when?
Good. It's good.
Superman, yeah. Batman, Michael B. Jordan, yes.
Yeah. I just wanted to...
You know what? As soon as, there's a casting on that, then I'll have an opinion.
I love Michael B. Jordan. It makes me somewhat...
Is Michael B. Jordan, like, the new Michael Fassbender? Like, he's just going to be in everything next year?
Probably. Sure.
I want more Tom Hiddleston.
I like
Chronicle. There's, like, Jack O'Connor, who was also, like, you know, who's in Delivery Man, right?
Jack O'Connor.
Who's Jack O'Connor?
Well, he's, like, also, like, in the front row for Star Wars now. And he's also starring in...
I thought our little blonde boy was in Star Wars. That's
Jesse Plemons.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll see, because they're getting ready to start production very soon for that. So
Matt Damon.
So they'll be.
He's a good actor.
I like Jesse Plemons.
Well, get bit by the spider in your penis. Hilarious.
I'm still uncomfortable with him in that TV show.
Oh, that's
sorry, we're just going off the rails, Brad.
I have a few. From Jai Courtney has been cast in the Terminator reboot as.
Kyle Reese.
Yeah. He'll pay John Connor's father.
He's hot.
And John Connor's actually older than him in this movie.
So Bruce Willis's son is going to play John Connor's dad.
Say that again.
Bruce Willis's son is going to play John Connor's father.
And John Connor is played by...
what's his name?
Jason Clark.
Yeah. Jason Clark. We were all talking, so I wanted to make sure.
And then his mom is Amelia Clark. So
yeah, which is interesting.
Amelia Clark. She's so tiny.
And then interesting bit of news, which I thought you would bring up, Gwen. Tina Fey is going to be in the movie The Taliban Shuffle based on the book.
I didn't bring
it
up.
Kim Barker?
Because the only book I care about is 50 Shades of Grey.
Jesus Christ. But yeah,
that movie's going to suck, by the way.
Don't care.
So I'm seeing it.
Don't care. But okay, tonight, might even go see it. Might go see
you know
it
what? Batman night. Superman may be better.
Probably. I won't.
And you know what? I hate that effing movie.
I won't hold my breath that it won't be.
Zack Snyder better than 50 Shades of Grey.
Because I'm going to get...
Worst coupling
I'm going to get my smut on. But yeah, no. But
Tina Fey...
Taliban Shuffle is a really great book, so I am excited about that.
What's the book about, you know?
About shuffling the Taliban.
Yeah. No, it's I guess Kim Barker went and like went around that whole area and like exposed like stories and what's going on over there. So Tina Fey will play that character, which is interesting. It's kind of different.
She's also in the new Muppets movie,
which is coming out.
As is Tom Hiddleston.
Muppets Most Wanted.
Yeah. Did you talk about The Walking Dead?
No,
Kirkman and
you didn't.
I did not.
Daryl, do you want to talk about that?
About the lawsuit?
No, there's a new movie that they're doing.
Kirkman's producing with Norman Reedus starring. Yes. It's called Air, I think.
Daryl.
Feature film called Air. So I guess...
He's not going to be playing Daryl.
It's a post-apocalyptic Daryl.
Daryl.
Oh. See, when I first was writing this, I was like, is he joining a new TV show? I was like, does that mean they're killing off Daryl in Walking Dead?
They would never kill off Daryl.
They would never kill off Daryl. But it's a movie.
Is he the most valuable person on the show?
Yeah.
I kind of think so,
most people like him.
Yeah. Well, and he's his character goes through the most amount of change.
And now he's with What's-Her-Face, and they're adorable together. Oh,
I don't watch that show.
Because first you thought it was going to be Carl and her hooking up, and now it's...
I don't think they're going to hook up. She's like 12, isn't she? Anyways.
And what's it called? Terrence Howard is set to star in a movie called Empire, and Will Smith is looking to be in a movie called Brilliance.
What is it? I thought Empire was a TV show.
Is it? Not Boardwalk Empire.
No.
Is it a TV show?
No, there was a TV show called Empire.
Well, I know.
Snow Patrol did a song called Empire.
Empire.
All right. Film news, moving on. Gotti, what do you have as far as comics go?
I've got a shit ton of
I got nothing.
Stuff. Sweet. So, okay, let's go over comic reviews that came out this week that interested the shit out of me. The first one sounds kind of cool. It's Steve Orlando is doing a series called Undertow, which is about Atlantis. And
cool.
It looks fucking awesome. And IGN, since they're, you know, kind of one of the comic, you know,
people,
they do great reviews. I'm not saying they do the best of coverage, but when they go to reviewing of the comics, their reviews are pretty damn good. And they gave this a 9.8.
That's awesome.
So Undertow looks really cool, sounds really cool. And it's the first big kind of Atlantis thing we've had in a while. So it's cool. Another one that just, because we've just got through Ninja Turtle time, Number one issue of X-Files Conspiracy, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's right, X-Files with the freaking Ninja Turtles.
That'd be awesome for, like, the reboot of a TV show. Like, that do stuff like
that.
There's a...
Can they play that? My favorite X-Files episode is the one with the guy that ate the fish that was, like, the tattoo man.
Oh.
And he had the split tongue. Can they play that?
Can of they course play they that can. Part? They're green. Yeah, they can do
yeah,
that.
I want them to do that.
They pull it off. But that just stuck out to me as how kick-ass.
Are they going to make like a giant like rat trap to catch Splinter? Is that...
Maybe it looks like Splinter. It's a much darker tale, and there's a twist at the end that happens.
Hat tail
to the
it's
Ninja
about
Turtle.
Rats.
Is Mulder or Shredder? Is that the twist?
It's more the not who are the guys? The Searcher people. It's not really Mulder and Fox that are leading the brigade. It's the three.
The Lone Gunman?
Yes. It's mainly about the Lone Gunman's story.
Ooh, Vince Gilligan's show.
Yeah, exactly. Some really interesting gay news that coincides with comics.
Like happy news?
Are they letting comics get married now?
Well, one is happy, one is not so happy. It's kind of shitty. The first, we'll go with the happy one. Archer Comics has created a new superhero called the Equalizer. And he is a gay superhero. So it looks like a cool little positive theme. The sad news about comics and gay is a South Carolina university is going to have their state funding reduced because they released a gay-themed comic that that they were giving out to orientation of freshmen. And the House of South Carolina, the two houses came together, South Carolina, and said it's promoting a gay agenda. Which makes no sense since it is a college. Why the fuck can't they promote whatever they want? They need to bring in kids. It's crazy. It's very wild and it's all over the news.
That is crazy.
So I had to bring that up because the comic was supposedly really heartfelt. It wasn't too like overly the top or anything. It was just, for those kids that are gay, here's some of the fun activities that are happening. It was like about university life in comic form. Which I thought was a genius idea for a bunch of incoming freshmen to have a comic that the university does. So two really weird gay stories that coincided with, well, one happy one not so happy. Another thing that really shocked the hell out of me, Alyssa fucking Milano has a comic book series?
Yeah.
Hacktivist?
Yeah.
Issue number 2 is coming out. Is it good?
I haven't read it. But a couple years ago, Jennifer Love Hewitt had a comic
I knew series. About her, but I didn't know about Alyssa Milano. It's weird.
They're getting into
Let's see what else.
Makes sense. A lot of my, urban fantasy and paranormal romance novels are made into graphic novels now. Like Kim Harrison has her series and Sherilyn Kenyon. Sorry. I want a 50 Shades of Grey one. Just to keep the trend.
Oh yeah, great. A lot of whippy. Devo Impact. Whatever.
Everyone wears a hat.
An interesting Captain America thing. Issue number 17 is coming out, and the villain is Dr. Mindbubble, but the comic's getting a lot of talk.
Mindbubble?
It looks really stupid, the cover. It's just him with some bubbles and got a top hat.
It
looks like 14th century. It's kind of funny. But the Captain America series is starting to get very dark and violent. This last couple episodes, in this episode, they say is just violent as all hell.
Well, because of Rick Remender, he's great.
He's turned it into a very dark Captain America, and how cool would that be if Captain America kind of picks up because of this darker style? And yeah, the art's by Nick Klein too. It looks fucking awesome. Good quality stuff. I know we've talked Daredevil, and the end of like issue 36 is the final one. They're rebooting it in March, but do we know that they're moving to San Francisco?
They are?
That's what happens in the first number one, supposedly.
Oh, right.
He moves his law offices to San Francisco and then starts anew there. That's cool. That's kind of where Daredevil is going with that. Let's see. Chris Bosch, NBA superstar, is going to be in the Hulk and Agents of Smash, the cartoon show. That's also a mini comic, too, I read. What the hell? But he's one of the voices, so him and Idris Elba. And lastly, more comic greatness, the Eisner Awards for the Hall of Fame. They're throwing in 3 people already. Artist Irwin Hazer. Did I say that? Maybe I said that wrong. He did The Flash, Green Lantern, He's a big DC guy. And then Sheldon Molidorf, who did Batman for a little while. And then African-American comic pioneer Orwin C. Evans, who did all Negro comics, that's what it was called.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know that.
Yeah, he, he's
black
now...
exploitation?
Somewhat, not really. It's more like heroes, like good tales, but all Negro comics is what it was called, if you want to check it out. But those three guys are now Hall of Famers in the Eisner Awards.
Sweet.
But they're going to announce the full... There's four more that are going to be entered in out of 14. And two of kind of the big names, Miyazaki and Alan Moore, are kind of the two big shoe-ins that they're thinking will get voted in.
He won't even show up.
Yeah, he won't.
Of course. Well, are there snakes involved? No, he won't be there. So that's kind of the end of comic news. I can't believe I found that much.
That's good.
That's a lot.
That's our In the News segment for our 26th podcast.
Yeah.
We missed the beginning shot.